by a resident advisor in a dormitory for first-year college students.
I need to make sure you understand how to get housing for next year. When you entered as first-year students this year, the school assigned you to a dorm and a roommate. But next year, as returning students, you'll choose both your roommate and your dorm. But whether or not you actually get to live in your first choice depends on what number you or your roommate draws in the lottery system. The system gives priority to the students who have been here longest. Fourth-year students get the first block of numbers. Third years get the second block, and second years, like you'll be, get the third. The lower the number you draw, the sooner you choose. Number one gets the first choice. Number two gets the second choice, and so on. You can use either your own or your intended roommate's number to make your room choice. If your roommate for next year has been at the school longer than you have, they'll be in a better block of numbers, and so will have a better number than any second-year student. But most of you will probably be rooming with other second-year students, and so neither of you may have a great number. You may not get into your first or even second choice. Of course, if you've made plans to live off campus, you don't need to enter the lottery at all. Dorm space will be especially tight this year because the dorms on North Campus will be closed for renovations. This means that those of you who draw the worst numbers won't be able to get dorm housing at all. In that case, the housing office will help you find off-campus housing.
Number 39. What aspect of student housing does the talk mainly focus on? Number 40. Why do the students attending the meeting need the information that is given? Number 41. What determines which group a student is placed in to choose housing for the next year? Number 42. Who is not expected to participate in the housing lottery? Number 43. What special problem will affect housing next year?